Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I wanted to start off the show giving the phone number out.
I like how you start off the show apologizing.
I know it. Oh, my gosh. Hello, Big Blue Nation. This is Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. Hope everybody's having a great day on this beautiful, sunny morning in Louisville, or Prospect, Kentucky. July 23rd. Hopefully you can get outside and enjoy a little bit of it. It's Wednesday. Shannon the Dude is with me. But evidently getting ready to take a little bit of vacation. I saw I got an email yesterday notifying me that Shannon, I don't even hear. You know, you and I talk every day.
Yeah.
And I get an email last night. Shannon will be on vacation the such and such date. So
right.
Somebody else will be filling in. And you don't even have the common decency to say, hey, Michael, just to give you a heads up before you get an email, I'm going to be out these dates.
Well, the email was the heads up. That's why my people contact you. You know, there's got to be a middleman there. I don't deal with you directly. I have to have a middleman.
You can't deal with me directly.
Right. So I like to put a middleman in there. That way that... You know, keeps things kosher.
Oh my gosh. You know, one day you're going to say, you know, I miss that Michael Bennett. He and I were really good friends. But, you know, until then, you're just going to say how you have middlemen between us and you're going to cut on me and everything else. You don't want to admit that you really like me.
Well, we'll see how you do Saturday night in OVW, whether or not I like
you. Oh my gosh, that is so true.
You know,
okay, so we're going to plug that again.
Yeah, we are. If you carry your weight and help me out, then maybe we'll be friends.
That's a lot of weight, and I might need your help.
You got to prove yourself.
Yeah. Well, my last part of my outfit is coming tomorrow. So there's a guy in Lexington that's been helping me, and I'll get his information and give a shout out to him. But there's a couple of people that have helped me get my ridiculous outfit, which honestly,
I mean, are you wearing a turkey suit? I mean, why are there so many moving parts to the suit?
I am so excited. Well, there's every part of it has a meaning.
Okay.
So
what does the underwear mean?
I'm not wearing any.
Don't
pull my pants down. But anyway,
everybody just collectively threw up their Cheerios.
Yeah, well, so did I. So don't worry about it. And I have to look at it every day in the mirror. But I am legitimately excited and nervous about this at the same time. And I'm usually, like I was telling somebody yesterday, for some reason, I've never been nervous about doing the show, even when we started doing it. And then we started adding the affiliates, which I desperately appreciate. Well, desperately appreciate, that doesn't make any sense. Which I
greatly appreciate. Yeah.
I know. I greatly appreciate, sincerely appreciate them adding us on to their stations. But I've never been nervous about it. I get excited, but not nervous. With this Saturday night, I can honestly say I've never intentionally been on television, and I've been unintentionally on television numerous times, but I'm a little nervous about this. It's like, this is a completely different audience.
Yeah.
I'm sure that being associated with you, I'm going to get booed. And that part I kind of am excited about. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And I'll get to yell at people. So that part I'm excited about as well.
Right. You're not just going to be on TV. You're going to be on pay-per-view television. Do you realize that?
No, I did not realize
people
that.
People all around the world can watch this.
Oh, yeah, don't put the pressure on me now. That's going to make it far worse.
The world is watching, Michael.
Well, see, the question's going to be, do you want the calm, cool, collective Michael Bennett, or do you want the one that can go nuts and do ridiculous, pretty much the dumbest stuff you've ever seen in your life? Which Michael Bennett? Because I can see me going either way.
I want the crazy Michael Bennett.
You want the crazy Michael Bennett?
Yeah, because you can't fight crazy. You need to keep Ryan Lemon in his place over there in his corner.
Well, that part's going to be easy. Now, if I was going against Amanda Lemon, I would be scared to death.
Well, I would, mean, too.
And as much as I love Amanda, I think she would go bat crazy on me. So,
yeah.
I'll never do anything wrong to her. She can say anything about me she wants, and I'll always say she's a pretty nice lady.
Yeah. But we tweeted out some good promos last night of the match coming up. Yeah. On Twitter.
Was my picture in it? Was my name in it? Was it spelled correctly?
You weren't there. No, it was highlights from the first match, and you weren't there. Remember, you were dealing with other things at that time, so we can't Photoshop you into the video. You weren't there.
Can. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, you can Photoshop me into the video, but it's okay. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm honored to be your manager. I wouldn't want it any other way. So
there you go. Speaking of Twitter, you had a little bit of a what do you want to call it?
Well, I had a question.
A grievance?
No, it's not a grievance. Stop.
You were upset.
I am not upset.
You were having this conversation off the air. You were upset because there's other Twitter accounts that only have like maybe 100 or 200 followers, and they have the little blue check mark. And you said, well, why don't I have the blue check mark?
Well, I just didn't understand what the situation was. Okay, don't say I was upset or grievance or any of that kind of. That's
you
not
go,
the case.
You go, I don't really care about it, but why do these other accounts out there have blue check marks next to them? Well, you do care about it, or you wouldn't bring it up.
Okay. No, I was just curious because I've never understood what the check mark really meant. So
it means you're verified.
It's some little anchor in some town that has a check mark, and I'm like, why do you have a check mark when you've only got like 1,000 followers? Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, the ones that qualify, you qualify. I think you have.
I don't have a blue check mark.
And you've got over 40 some odd thousand followers, and you don't even have a blue check mark.
Yeah, and, there have been parody accounts of my account, too.
Oh, have there really?
See, that's the thing. There's other Shannon the Dudes out there, and there was no Shannon the Dude before me.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
So there's, you know, and there was even an evil Michael Bennett on Twitter at one point. So I think maybe you should be verified.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm not evil, and I am Michael Bennett. So, but I don't know who. Well, yeah, I kind of think I know who did that evil Michael Bennett. But they've never reposted anything since, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
and it was a terrible picture of me, by the way. But I was just curious. What's the advantage of a blue mark? I've never really understood it. And why people that have like 1,000 people follow, I feel the need that I should verify so the people know it's really me.
Yeah, so all 200 people can know that it's really you.
Just like if I did it, I've got over 3,000 followers. Nobody cares if it's really me or not. So.
Well, they might.
Okay.
They want to say, did that guy really just say that there shouldn't be any soccer in Louisville? I mean, that has to be a fake account because nobody that real would say anything that dumb.
Well, I did, and I enjoyed every second of it. And guess what? There are years to come, hopefully, where I have more dumb stuff to say. Okay?
You should just be lucky your Twitter account didn't get deleted after that.
You just call me the Donald Trump of sports. Slate tweeted out, Michael Bennett, I think Shannon the Dude is taking time off to recover from the beatdown he's going to get from She-Ra. I'm sorry you misspelled his name, Slate.
Yeah.
It's She-Girl. So, Shannon, do you really think so? You think you're going to get a beatdown?
No, I don't think
Where
so.
Where is your confidence level for Saturday night?
I'm at about an 8.5 out of 10.
And yet, last weekend, I think it was, you were trying to give him money and tickets to Las Vegas.
It's all right. I got a plan. I know his weakness. I got him right where I want him. I'm in his head now.
Yeah, well, see, that would be my biggest weakness right there, I think. If you know me well enough now, what do you think my biggest weakness is?
Your biggest weakness? Food?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You bring me a thing of fried chicken and donuts, and then
if I get you flustered, it's over.
Yeah.
Like you get easily flustered,
and then I can't concentrate.
That's right.
Yes, or if you get me laughing, and then I can't really do anything at all.
If I ask you just to pronounce a player's name, that's your weakness.
That's a terrible
Josh
one,
Pascal.
Too.
Nope, Jazz Pickle.
That's exactly right. I would love to know how that all came about. I have no idea why that came into my brain. I really don't.
I think wires got crossed.
They definitely got crossed. By the way, speaking of wires getting crossed, let me tell you right now, with everything that's happened in this pandemic, you need to call a company if you've got a small business, medium or large business, and you need data and network security. They're going to help you with your wires not getting crossed. That's ClearPoint IT, technology in focus. Go check them out at clearpointit.com, or you can call them at 502-8 866-246-2442. What else, Shannon?
Well, we always say if you own a small, medium, or large business. Let's just say if you own a business, period.
Yes.
I know you just said that. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying right now. If you own a business, period, you need to make sure that you are protected, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And in today's world, your data is your most valuable asset. So get on board with ClearPoint IT. Get ahead of the hackers before what happened to Kroger and U.S. Cellular and Microsoft and T-Mobile happens to your business. ClearPointIT.com, or you can give them a call at 502-836-2442. It's ClearPoint IT, technology in focus.
Your first consultation is absolutely free, so don't worry about that, and you're going to save money. And, you know, it's interesting you said something right there. You said data. I said data.
Yeah, I go back and forth. Data, data.
Which is the correct pronunciation?
Tomato,
of data,
tomato,
or data?
You know, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
Sometimes I'll say data, sometimes I'll say data.
But do you really hear people say tomato?
No. Okay, here's another one for you.
All right.
Do you say financing or financing?
I say financing.
I think that was a completely third different option.
Exactly.
I
don't say the ing.
I say financing.
I know. You sound like my boys now.
I say, do you say financing or financing?
I'm going to say it the same way I just did. Financing. It's financing is what I would say, but you are correct. But I say financing.
So there you go. It's kind of like data and data.
It's just like with oil and oil.
No, you say oil.
I know. I don't know why I say oil.
We'll tell you about CBD oil later on in the show.
Or go bowl some water. But data, to me, it's data. But anyway, we'll take a break.
Your thing is ever. You go, I haven't been there forever. You sound like Winnie the Pooh.
I do not sound like Winnie the Pooh. We got to take a break. I know it. See, I knew that was coming. 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We'll be right back because we're going to have an even better show.
Better.
This is Just the Cats.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. All right, so yeah, we got a perfect song right there for what we're getting ready to talk about. Did you watch the Suns Clippers game last night?
Yeah, great game.
Unbelievable game. And I thought it was an awesome ending. Of course, the Clippers missed the free throws at the other end. They could have taken the lead, but they don't. And then the Phoenix Suns go down to the other court. Ball goes out of bounds. And then, daggone, what a pass by Jay Crowder, who did the alley-oop to DeAndre Ayton. And that kind of set off some fireworks, and that was the end of the game. So the couple of guys from Rondo was one of them, and some of the Clippers were upset, saying, wait a minute, this is goaltending. Because his hands were in the way and shoving the ball down into the basket. And it's like, no, when it is a pass from out of bounds, there's no goaltending call.
Right. Yeah, that's a rule that I think a lot of people didn't realize existed. Did you realize that? I don't think I did.
I didn't. So, and Booker immediately was telling some of the players that, hey, this is not goaltending. I did not know that. So good for Booker. But I think the big deal is after the game was over, Cousins goes up to Booker, and I don't know if there was an exchange. Evidently, there was some kind of exchange there, and Cousins really just shoves the heck out of Devin Booker. Now, my question to you, Shannon, is, isn't there a code there, or is it thrown out of the room when it's playoff? I mean, to me, there's a bit of a code that you never go after one of your players that played at the same school. And I kind of get that. Maybe that's during regular season.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the playoffs, all bets are off.
Yeah, I don't know what was said between those two. Obviously something, you know, because there was that heated exchange, that push from DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, I don't think you really worry about it at that point. If he says something that's disrespectful to you and you feel like you need to let him know you don't appreciate it, then I don't think you really think, okay, wait a minute, did this guy play at Kentucky or not? I mean, at that point, you're you know, they're your opponent regardless of where they went to college.
Well, you're in the heat of the moment, and
DeMarcus is a hothead.
He is, and I wish he would stop. And then Rajon Rondo tries to come over to Devin Booker and say something to him, just kind of settle everybody down, it seemed like. But I can't get a good enough view of it because the pass from Jay Crowder was over Cousins, and maybe DeMarcus just got really upset. And I don't get it. But I just, do you feel like the code should not have been broken for that? Or do you feel like...
I don't think there is a code.
Yeah, maybe not.
Not in that situation.
Yeah, not in that situation.
And again, we don't know what was said. We weren't there. We didn't hear it. I don't know what was said.
Well, DeMarcus didn't have a great game last night. DeMarcus does not added to his frustration.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it too. DeMarcus just hasn't looked that good at all since coming back from the ACL. I mean, he did have.
Well, he didn't have a good bad game the other night.
Well, he had 11 points in 5 minutes. That wasn't bad.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I mean, overall though, he just doesn't look like the same player.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
not the same player.
Now, after the first game, I don't know if you saw. Did you see Devin Booker called Chris Paul? They FaceTimed.
Yes. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he may be back for game three. I think I saw.
Oh, did they say that? I have not seen that. Because honestly, did you ever predict that the Suns would be beating the Clippers without Chris Paul?
No,
I didn't either. I thought, no way this is happening. So anyway, well, 502-571-1080. Who's on the phone?
Tico.
Tico, what's going on, Tico?
Hey, Michael, I thought I would just call and tell you that sometimes, just sometimes, your show can be as good as or better than that show that's on in an hour.
Well, I appreciate
you know
you
what?
Saying that.
But Tom Leach's show? Come on now. What did Tom Leach ever do?
Don't throw Tom Leach off the bus.
I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, Tico. I'm sorry.
But you know what?
Yes.
Shannon is your daddy.
Thank you, Tico. Call the day. Ding, 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 ding.
I know it. I tell you what, Tico, if you go on hold, that's a great call right there. I'm going to send you a Just the Cats t-shirt. How's that? Shannon, get his name and number, size and address, and that's all we need. Anything else before we let you go, Tico?
No, I just give you guys a hard time. I enjoy your show, and I appreciate it. I'd wear the shirt. Thanks.
There we go.
I appreciate
okay.
that.
Hang on, Tico.
All right. Well, yes, Shannon, I know. Because it was funny. You called me Sunday on Father's Day upset because I hadn't called you.
I know. I thought I'd get a Father's Day card or something. Maybe a text. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, Tico, if you can hang through the break there, which is coming up in just a few minutes, I'll get your info.
Yeah, hold on a
second. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Mike on.
Who's up?
Mike.
Mike, what's going on?
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've called. I've known Shannon all my life. But, you know, I was watching Booker run up against Cousins. And that's why Cousins pushed him.
Oh, so you think that,
that it was
warranted then, I guess. Yeah.
He come toward Cousins. And, you know, everybody's, you know, Cousins a bad guy now. You know, Cousins done this. But now Booker run up toward Cousins in front of me. He just pushed him away.
Well, if that's the case, that's a completely different scenario, and I'm not going to get mad at either one of them. I mean, Cousins hadn't have done that, but he's got that reputation that for the last year he's been trying his best to change and not be called Boogie and wants to be called DeMarcus, and I don't know if he's ever going to be able to shake that.
No, I don't think they can. He just, you know not to get around him at that point.
Yeah. Well, exactly right. I would not want to mess with DeMarcus. He can get mad.
He's a big dude. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike. And
thanks, guys.
See you, man. And Booker has become such a star now that he can talk a little smack, and there ain't much you can do about it.
See, exactly.
If you want to. I don't know if he's that player. Maybe he's becoming that player. I don't see him talking a whole lot of trash out there, but when you're as good as he is, you know, there's nothing worse than getting beat. Or if there's anything worse than getting beat, it's getting beat by a guy who talks trash to you while he's doing it.
Oh, that's
there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Jordan was probably the greatest at it because as soon as he could talk, he could perform and do what he just said he was going to do.
And he could dunk on you. He could shoot a three. He could shoot a three in your face, a jumper, dunk on you, talk smack to you, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
What do you think about all this talk, Stephen A. Smith, who is one of my least favorite announcers, but comparing Devin Booker to Kobe Bryant?
Right. I mean, that's high praise.
That's a lot of pressure,
I don't know.
Too.
I don't know that I'm willing to say that just yet.
No.
But maybe. I mean, if he keeps playing like this for several years, that's the thing, though. You can't just have a couple of good seasons. You got to have that success and sustain it throughout your entire career. Will Devin Booker be able to do that? We'll see. I don't know. I'm not really willing to call him Kobe Bryant part two just yet.
Not yet. I think that that's what got into the head of Tyler Hero, if you want to be honest.
Yeah.
Everybody got it. Oh, Tyler Hero is going to be this great player. And then his sophomore season kind of has a just a mediocre season at best. And I think it gets into their heads, and then that's even worse. But with Devin Booker, I tell you what, I give him another year, two more years, and he continues to play like this. I think that talk is valid right there. So, anyway, we got to take a break. 502-571-1080. We'll be right back just then. Somewhere out on that horizon.
I'm hot, sticky, sweet. From my head. Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. You know, every time I hear a Def Leppard song, the first thing that I think of, I want to know if you think the first thing I think of. What is the first thing you think of when you hear a Def Leppard song?
The song?
Not necessarily a song, but any of the band members.
I know where you're going.
Okay.
You're trying you're trying to make fun of the one-armed drummer.
I am not making fun of him at all. If anything, I'm praising him. It is amazing to me that because he lost his arm, didn't stop him from doing his job and being a drummer. And I think it's an incredible story. Listen, I was on the golf course this past weekend, and there was a guy out there that had one artificial leg and one arm.
And probably still could outshoot you.
Exactly.
I know he could outshoot me.
He was in the he definitely could outshoot you. He was in the deep rough, had a chip of about 50 yards, and hit a beautiful shot on the green. I mean, I think that's awesome that these guys don't let their challenge disrupt their life. I think it's great. So I thought that was always a cool thing about Def Leppard. But anyway, the reason you're playing that, because I want to talk a little baseball. So, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times, and probably you and I are the only two that are interested in this. But,
I don't know about that.
Okay, well, this whole sticky gate thing now, the umpires are constantly checking the pitchers.
To see if they have any sticky, sticky.
Yeah,
easy
yeah, go
for,
ahead.
Easy for me to say. To see if they have any sticky substance on their
Correct.
Fingers. That's become
yes.
the big thing this year.
Yeah, or on their hat or
right.
in their body somewhere that they could obtain it and make the ball spin more so that they could have the ball have more action when they're throwing it to the batter.
Right.
So last night, Joe Girardi, you remember him, don't you?
Of course.
He was former manager for a long time with the Yankees, and now he's with the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So the Phillies are playing the Nationals last night, and Max Scherzer, for the pitcher for the Nationals, got so upset because Joe Girardi told them in the middle of an inning for the second time to check out and see if Max had any substance on him. Max got so upset, he starts taking his pants off. And he wasn't the only one that did it.
Yeah, the guy in the A's did the same thing.
Exactly.
Sergio Romo.
He's gotten so mad. Everybody's getting mad that they're, for some reason, wanting to take their pants off.
Well, because they're trying to check their belt. And they're saying, well, clearly you have something on your fingers. Where are you hiding it at? So they want to see underneath your bill of your hat. Then they want to check on your belt line. Well, if you take off your belt, what's going to happen? Your pants are going to fall down around your knees. And this is out there on the field in front of thousands of people.
And on national, television too.
Well, yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean,
it's out of control. You know, they talk about the game of baseball being too slow and it's too boring. I say let them have some sticky stuff on their fingers if they want it. Who cares, man?
Well, and see, that's what one of your favorite players, Chipper Jones, wants to do. And that we talked about that yesterday. Instead of having the rosin out there, go ahead and give him the pine tar let him use it.
This is slowing the game down, though.
Yeah.
You have to check, every inning or sometimes twice in an inning just to see if he's got something on his fingers. I mean, this is slowing the game down. It's making a joke out of the game.
It's making it much worse, I'll tell you right now. All right, well, sticking with baseball, did you watch the Tennessee game yesterday?
No,
but
I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to bring up. You're talking about the coach that went off, right?
Ross Kivett, their assistant coach. So evidently, I didn't see a lot of the game, so I didn't see the bad calls. If you're a college baseball coach, you are not allowed to say anything when it comes to balls and strikes.
Right.
And evidently, the assistant coach at Tennessee had enough of it that he takes a binder, slams it on the dugout pole, throws it out into the field. All these papers inside the binder go everywhere. And I mean, if you read his lips, you wouldn't have a problem identifying what he was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad. He got ejected immediately. Tennessee got tossed out of the World Series, so they're done. But, you know, I thought of you as soon as I saw that Tennessee coach
game. Why? Do you you think that would do that? That's something I would do?
No, I just it reminded me of a letter that you got recently from a Tennessee fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're still getting all this stuff with money, and now you – I saw the Tennessee letter. What was up with this guy?
I have no idea. This all started – I looked it up on June – I think it was June 8th of 2020 when somebody mistakenly had sent me it was like a card that was written in French and some French currency, which turned out to be $100 in U.S. dollars. And now it's been going on consistently. Every week, somebody is sending me foreign money for over a year now.
Yeah.
We're, what, June 23rd today? So well over a year, it's still going strong. Some days I'll get three or four at one time.
But it was kind of refreshing to get not a kind letter, but a mean letter coming from Tennessee. I loved the fact that somebody from Tennessee did that.
Well, that same idiot accidentally sent me something that was worth like $50 last time.
Did I didn't realize really? It.
Yeah.
See, I think he was doing that to have fun with you, and it really wasn't mean-spirited. Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah. It's, I don't know. Who cares?
Okay.
I just know that a lot of people have my home address.
Well, yeah, that part, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But, all right, let's talk about this for a minute. Verizon, along with another kind.org or something like that, put out a poll saying ranking the kindest states. So all 50 states were a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think Kentucky ranked in the kindness poll?
Number one.
You got it.
Did
you know that?
No.
Yes. Kentucky is ranked number one in the country for the kindest state.
Well, I mean, to be
fair.
How do
you like that?
That's pretty cool, but to be fair, I did not look that up. Okay. But you said to me during the break, you said Kentucky ranks first in this.
Oh,
and you
didn't
tell me what that was.
Oh, I told you backwards.
But then you come on the air and you go, Kentucky ranks in the kindness poll. Where did they rank? You make me look like a genius sometimes.
All right,
you know that?
Stop it. Yeah, I know. And you're far from it is what the thing is. All right, so here's what people were asked. I mean, and they say that thousands of people were asked this in all 50 states, but would you donate an organ?
Would I?
Yes.
I don't know, man. I kind of like my organs where they're at right now.
See, evidently there's a lot of people in the state that would be more than welcome to donate one of their organs.
I mean, I'll give you my time. Maybe give you some money.
Time. I don't think you would give money. Are you kidding?
Well, I mean, maybe.
You would accept money.
Yeah, of course I would.
Exactly.
But my organ, I don't know, man. Both of my organs need to be right where they're at. I'm going to need them both for Saturday night in the wrestling ring.
You are. Would you pull a stranger from a burning car?
Well, absolutely I would, yes.
Would you? Here's a tough one. This is where, because your life would completely change. Would you adopt and raise a family member? And we're not talking pets.
I'd rather. Can I go back to that guy in the burning car?
Well, could it be your, you know, it could be a relative, and they have a child, and they can't raise him now. Would you raise that person?
Maybe.
See, here's the ones that I think you would definitely do. Would you cover a shift for a coworker?
Oh, I've done that plenty of times.
Would you cheer up a relative? You do that to me a lot.
You're not a relative.
I know, but I'm not a relative, but you do cheer me up.
You're irrelative.
Would you call a friend to encourage them? I think you're incredible at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought this was really interesting. Would you lend a friend money?
I have done that, and I got burned by it, so the answer is no. I've done that in
really?
The past. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've learned you do not do that. Don't lend anything that you don't want to ever see again, because what will likely happen is you'll lend that money, and then you'll never see it again. Or they'll forget about it, and then it becomes an awkward situation to where you have to, hey, man, you got that money every time you see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't make that mistake ever again. So don't ask me for money.
Would you donate vacation time to a coworker?
No. I love my vacation time.
Yes, you do.
Earn your own vacation time. I've been here for almost 20 years. I'm using every vacation day they give me. And you can't have them.
All right. Well, I'd like a couple of them, but
you can take them anytime you want.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. I thought you meant yours.
No, you could take your own. You just spend half the year in Florida. What are you talking about?
Well, wait a minute now. I'm still working down there. Doesn't mean I'm just sitting around doing nothing, eating bonbons.
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Playing on the beach, drinking martinis.
That is not what I'm doing. You're so full of it sometimes. All right, well, you know, you're getting me Oliver Klimp now, so we need to talk about this one product because I'm going to tell you, I'm proud to be a representative because there's other radio stations that won't be a representative of them, but I'm happy to do it. And that's Cornbread Hemp, cornbreadhemp.com. Go check them out. They got the gummies. They got the, lotions. The hand lotions are unbelievable. They got the regular CBD drops if you would rather do that, but I'm all for the gummies and they got some new ones coming out that, will be even better than the ones they have right now. Tell them why, Shannon.
Well, I mean, let's talk about who has recommended Cornbread Hemp. The Chicago Tribune, Forbes, New York Health, Healthline, LA Weekly, all of them have had great recommendations for Cornbread Hemp. You can go to cornbreadhemp.com. It's full spectrum, as potent as the law allows. When these gummies, we talk about them, how much we love them. Take them every night. They're good for pain, anxiety, if you have trouble sleeping. CBD products are just exploding. I mean, it's like the big thing. It's been, what, I would say for the last, what, 2 or 3 years? Well, yes. How long do you, when did CBD products really take off, do you think?
Yeah, I would say probably 3 years.
Yeah. So Cornbread Hemp is the best of the best. I've tried a bunch of other ones out there. This is by far the best product that I've ever tried when it comes to CBD products. Cornbreadhemp.com. Promo code CAT. Save 25% off your first order.
Yeah, I wish they would let us talk about who, you know, who orders it and who.
Well, look around on the reviews. You may be able to find
it. You may believe, if you look and see who reviews it in a very positive way, I think it's pretty cool that this person does that. So, all right, we got to take our last break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit. Well, I might save that for tomorrow. I want to talk about some football. And we've been talking about basketball for the better part of this week, but I want to talk about some football tomorrow. But I do want to mention Tim Couch and him making the Hall of Fame for high school. So we'll talk about that soon.
And Dalton, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side. We'll go back to the phone lines.
This is Just the Cats.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. So let's talk about this for a second. Tim Couch is going to be inducted into the National High School Football Hall of Fame. Shannon, I want to say congratulations to him for that.
Absolutely. Well-deserved.
It is well deserved, and does he deserve to be in the College Football Hall of Fame? You know, they've tried to get him into at least the poll, and it hasn't worked out to where he's been inducted. Is he deserving of a College Football Hall of Fame?
I'd have to go back and look at his numbers, but it feels like he should. I mean, doesn't it to you? I mean, I don't know if it's just because we're Kentucky fans or what, but it feels like he should be in the College Football Hall of Fame. But if you go back and actually look at his numbers, do those stack up to the others in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. I'd have to see them.
Yeah, you have to see them. So, I'm going to have my bias hat come out and say, yeah, I would like to see him in there. But
you know, it also feels like to me Jarrett Lorenzen should be in there. But should he really? Probably not.
I would probably go against that one.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately with Jarrett, he never had really that great of seasons at Kentucky when it comes to the win-loss record. Whereas at least Tim Couch got him to the Outback Bowl down in Tampa the first time. I think that's the only time we've been down to the Outback Bowl, and we haven't been back since.
Right.
And with a loss to Penn State and Joe Paterno. But
when I think Kentucky football, I think of Tim Couch and Jarrett Lorenzen.
Yeah.
Just the overall picture of it.
Ranking.
Unfortunately, a lot of people think Kentucky football, they still think, you know, terrible team.
Very much
so. But that's changed a lot since Stoops has been here.
Yes, and it continues to change. Now, with Tim Couch, I'm probably going to rank him in modern day. I'm not going to go back to Babe Parilli and all these other ones. But in modern day football, since I've been alive, I would have to probably rank him as the number one quarterback at UK.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to argue that.
I mean, Andre Woodson would be in the mix. I think Jarrett Lorenzen would be. Dusty Bonner. I was always bummed that Dusty Bonner didn't stay at Kentucky, because I think he would have made a difference as well and had some different numbers. But, all right, let's go back to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Dalton.
Dalton, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I just want to say I'm listening to Just the Cats in my Just the Cats t-shirt while I'm at work in the middle
like
of
that.
Country.
I like that. All right, where do you work?
Well, I don't want to say where, but it's a grocery store real close to U of S.
Okay.
You can figure it out.
See, I like that even more. That, well, it's okay you didn't say, but I like the fact that it's close to U of L and you're wearing it down there. So, Shannon,
every day.
Well,
not sure. I UK oh, okay. stuff every day. Anyway,
say,
what
man.
I want to get to is you're talking about this one leg, one arm golfer.
Yes.
Being visually impaired myself and playing sports all my childhood and young adult life, it doesn't require two arms to swing a golf club, and this guy doesn't want to be recognized as a hell of a golfer for a dude with one arm. Why can't he just be a good golfer? It's not that he's overcoming his handicap. I mean, nobody tells you that you're a terrible radio host because you haven't overcome your mental handicap. So, just want to put that out there.
You know what? And I apologize. And you're absolutely right for calling me out on that. So you're because the guy is a good golfer. It doesn't matter anything else. So you're exactly correct. And I will apologize to you right now for that. So thank you for that clarification.
Hey, no worries, man. Take it easy.
All right, man.
Do the same. Yeah, good talking to you.
So. I don't think you meant anything negative by that. I think you were giving the guy a compliment.
I was trying to, but he is right about that, though. I mean, just because he has an impairment or something like that, and I don't want to just focus on that, and I should have just said, hey, he's a good golfer. So I thought that was pretty cool, though.
But then it wouldn't be a story.
Well, true. You're right. But all right, let's talk about the Globetrotters. Did you see where the Globetrotters wrote a letter to the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, saying that our players were instrumental in the integration of the league, which is true, and especially back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And, of course, they've had women on the basketball team. They've had the first Hispanic, if you remember, was a certain player named Orlando Antigua. And so now they're saying they want to make the Harlem Globetrotters a franchise within the NBA. Do you think this is...
What exactly would that mean?
Well, meaning they would be another team. So just like you have the Atlanta Hawks down in Atlanta.
So they want the Harlem Globetrotters to actually be an NBA team.
To be an actual NBA team.
Well, let me tell you, when you're playing up against Devin Booker and LeBron, these aren't the Washington Generals.
Exactly.
So you're not going to go out there and throw glitter and buckets of water on their head. This is the NBA. I don't know that they want any part of that.
I don't either. You know, the funny part
is... That would ruin the reputation, right? I mean, the reputation is they never lose.
Yes, yeah.
Well, how's that going to work when you go out there and you only win 10 games the entire season?
Well, not only that, you can't do all your trick plays and your trick plays aren't working. So
they're not working because the other guys aren't playing along.
Exactly. I mean, my favorite player was always Meadowlark Lemon. Say that three times. But I loved how he'd just throw the ball over his head and it would go in from beyond the half court.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I found something out we talked about last week. My family reunion down in Nashville a week ago last Saturday. My uncle told me that my dad was a member when the Harlem Globetrotters came to Nashville, Tennessee years ago. He played against them on that Washington Generals team.
Your dad did?
My dad did.
So he played the fool.
Yes. Which I thought was awesome.
I mean, the Washington Generals, they weren't really trying, were they?
No, of course not. No. Everybody
Although they did, although I think the Generals did beat the Globetrotters a couple of times.
They did?
I think so.
I never knew that.
I think so. I think maybe one time.
I didn't remember that. Okay.
Let me see if I can Google that real quick.
I'll have to trust you on that one.
Now, let me see if I can find it here.
All right, I got you. All right, let's talk about this for a second, because UK football offered a 3-star running back out of Louisville, Manuel, and his name is Juwan Northington. This is significant in a couple of ways. Number one, he is related to Nate Northington, which by far right there, I think that's the coolest thing. Number two, this kid's a player. He might be a 3-star now, but they're saying he has the potential to be the next Benny Snell.
I like the sounds of that.
Exactly. I mean, that's one of the things for not just the past few years, but for a long time. You know, we've had some great running backs at Kentucky.
Yeah, we have. Yep. That's good recruiting, though.
I'm going back to George Adams. I mean, you talk about George Adams and how he played at Kentucky, and Mark Logan, and then, of course, Benny Snell, and all these players that have done well. Tomorrow I want to talk about this. I want to talk about what are we going to rely more this upcoming season, which side of the ball, the defense or the offense? So, Shannon, you got 23 hours to think about that.
Okay. And then, I'll mull it over.
And then we'll be 2 days until my debut at OVW.
Looking forward to that.
Should I be nervous?
You're going to be the Washington General of OVW.
I'm going to be the fool. Ryan Lemon's not going to be the fool?
I don't know. I mean, you both are fools.
Okay. Well,
by the way, the Washington Generals apparently, well, some say the Generals beat the Globetrotters 6 times, while the team's official website says 3 times. So there you go.
Interesting.
The Generals have beaten the Globetrotters at least 3 times in their history.
You know, they're not even based in Harlem anymore. They're based in Atlanta, which I found surprising.
What a ripoff.
Exactly.
False advertising.
The Atlanta Globetrotters.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you listening. We'll see you tomorrow, Jessica.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.